What's up, ladies and gents? Welcome to The Good, The Bad and The Stupid. It's Monday the 14th of September. Hope you've had a fantastic weekend wherever you are in the world, wherever you are in this COVID disaster of a situation. Everybody's got different rules being thrown at them. We're into the rule of six as of today. The rule of six meaning no more than six people can gather in one place, although in any household or in any place or in any place. To be honest, I've been down the beach today and I'm fucking sure there was loads of people doing... I've totally forgot about the rule. I was by myself though, so I was living by the rule of one, Mr. fucking Billy No Mates. But I'm pretty certain there was people sitting with groups of six, more than six. Again, I totally forgot about it, but that's the rule. So if you get into any establishments and stuff, that's the way it is. But other people, I saw in Spain the other day, they're making them walk around with the masks on. Even in the street, you have to wear one walking through the street. I think that's the same in Melbourne. Some places have got curfews. Other people are totally locked down. It's all over the show. But it is what it is. And the rules are where you are, you've got to kind of comply, haven't you? Whatever it is, try and diversify whatever job it is. I mean, some of you are just loving the old working from home thing now, isn't it? It's feet up in front of the TV, bowl of cereal and a Zoom call. You know, shirt and tie on from the waist up, pants and socks on from the waist down, or pyjamas from the waist down. And you take your Zoom call, so they just about can't see your bowl of cereal or your spliff or whatever else you got going on. Maybe it's a fucking massive glass of wine first thing in the morning. Who cares? Doesn't matter, does it? You just feel like it's holiday. You got to make it so it's enjoyable. So why it's like that, have a fucking good time. Do as little work as possible that still means that you keep your job. Because they're expecting you to... Or do more work. Because you do more work at home anyway. When you do more work because you're happy that you're at home. So you do more because you're saving on your travel time. You're saving on your fucking... you know, your lunch break, all that time, all the extra time you've got to yourself. You're happy, so you're going to do more work. But otherwise, work fast in a few hours and then fuck off to the park and to the beach and to the shops and do what you want and get paid for it. Somehow you got to turn the tables. You can't just be nicking. I mean, I used to work in office and the perk of the job used to be nicking bloody stationery and do your own bring in your own photocopying. There weren't much more cop than that. Otherwise, you just didn't do much work. I was the king of that. I was a fucking master. If anybody wanted to know how to not do a lot of work, I was the man to talk to. Anyway, enough about me. What's going on in the news? Because the news is what we're here for. And I'll tell you what, the first big... I'm going to read it off like it's the first big headline of the day. Somebody's found a record 8-inch chip. We've spoke about the 7.1-inch chip in the past. Now there's an 8-inch chip. It was only a matter of time before the record was going to get broken. And now this is big news. This is taking on fucking almost front page news in the shitty rags of England. So this guy's made it into the paper with his record. From oven chips again, McCain's oven chips. They were the culprits last time with a 7.1-inch. So it's just a case of looking for it. If you buy McCain's oven chips, you just might get lucky and find the chip that's bigger than 8 inches. Just measure it up against your dick and you'll see. If you know that you've got a 5-inch, or if you know that you've got a 10-inch, or if you know that you've got an 8-inch, you'll just have to work it out against. If you haven't got a tape measure, of course. And obviously, if you've got a dick. Females, you'll have to just use your imagination. If you're new to the podcast, yes, it's 18 plus, or it's X-rated. I say things that some of you, I've noticed that some people that follow my podcast also follow Bible shows in America. And I'm pretty certain they must be listening to me thinking, what the fuck is this guy? I want to listen to the guy talking about the Bible. He don't swear. And you'd probably be chucking your money at him as well. Nobody's chucking any money in my direction. But then again, I'm talking about 8-inch fucking chips and penises. So yeah, but if you are listening and you do listen to Bibles and you do listen to me, I'm sure I'm more entertaining. I've got to be more entertaining. They're more, more something to hang your fucking beliefs on. You don't have to believe anything I say. I'll talk a load of shit. But I'm not trying to be the Messiah. I'm not trying to be the naughty boy up Life of Brian. Anyway, eight inch chip has hit the headlines. Big story. Scoop. That's the scoop. So if you ever come across a chip that's bigger than that, get in touch with your newspaper, because you're gonna hit the headlines and you're gonna get paid for it. Anyway, and another guy's hit the newspaper. This guy's growing the world's biggest cabbage. He's stood there with his cabbage. And it's fucking bigger than him. It's bigger than him. He's holding it up like the way you would hold up. Imagine you're holding up a grizzly bear. You're the size you are, and a grizzly bear is that big. But you're holding it up under its arms and you're fucking holding it up in the air. Imagine the size, how big that bear would look. This is what that guy's doing with the cabbage in the paper. That's how he's holding his cabbage up. That's how big it is compared to him. He's grew that. He's like a master. He's like the fucking, he's called the, what are we going to call him? King Cabbage. I'm going to call him King of the Cabbage. Or the Cabbage King. Whichever. Either works. And he's made it. It's £20 it is. So he's also got a tomato that's bigger than his hand. But I don't know, I'm not as impressed with the tomato bigger than your hand. I'd imagine there was ones that big anyway. Although it's quite big. But I want to see him grow. I want to see him grow a tomato the size of a pumpkin. Then we're talking. But he's got a cabbage anyway. He's impressed me with his cabbage. So more from him, I'm sure, because I'm reading the papers every day. He's going to come back around with something in the future. His trick is making things big. So... maybe he's, maybe he can perform. I'm not going to say it. I was going to get more sexual innuendos then, but here we go. Well, I can't help it because I've got things pulled out of the paper. Chris Evans, the Captain America dude. Captain America, he put an image up on Instagram, a video, should I say, up on Instagram, but it also pulled through some of his photographs off his camera roll. So everybody that saw the video automatically then was entertained with whatever photos came up off his camera roll, and they were of his dick. He's got dick pics on his phone, and his Captain America dick, and he's basically put them up on his Instagram. So everybody's snapshotted it and sent them around other social media. So it's out there now. It was the number one tweeted Twitter post on the Twitter, obviously. So he's embarrassed. But then again, that shows everybody's got something. I've had not the same thing, but I've had photos to hide, and I often sell stuff and I show people pictures off my phone, or I copy and paste the pictures off my phone and email it to people. And sometimes I've sent the wrong photo to the wrong person, or the wrong photo to them in the group. And nobody got back to me on the one that I sent. I won't tell you what it was, but it was rude, let's put it that way. Anyway, this guy, yeah, so the Captain America, if you want to see Captain America's penis, you can have a look. It's all around the internet. He's obviously really embarrassed, but hey, doesn't matter. I don't know if everybody's questioning its whether it measures up to the chip, the size of the chip or not, but it doesn't really matter, does it? It's Captain America's. People love it, whether it's, you know, it belongs to, it's Hollywood's and Captain America. It's superstar penis. Anyway, Sharon Stone said it's sad that people don't whistle and flirt anymore. So she's missing the whistle, the wolf whistle, off the building sites. So everyone's too scared to do that these days, aren't they? Because, and she's probably not the only one. I mean, come on, ladies, everybody loves to be... not loves to be like hounded in the streets. I don't mean that, but likes to be complimented. Surely, when you look the business, and somebody goes, "You look the business," that is a fucking, you know, that one makes you, that tickles your confidence, makes you feel good, you know. And but obviously, if the people who it pisses off are the people who are getting it constantly, because you're constantly gorgeous, and you're just like. You're probably just thinking, oh, I'm sick of this. I know I'm gorgeous, you don't have to tell me. I've had enough of it. But like anybody that's like less than gorgeous and have dolled themselves up and they look now something to be reckoned with, and you're walking past the building site and everybody gives you the wolf whistle, it's got to fluff your feathers. But I'm pretty certain all of you are gorgeous. Whoever, if you're being whistled at, you're worth it. Let's put it that way. But anyway, it's put a dampener on it now. I never used to. I can't whistle too well. I'd probably be like, but and trying to do it from the top of a building site. Anyway, I wish they'd do it the other way around. I'd never get bored of it if it was women whistling me as I walked past. I'd never get bored of it. I'd fucking walk round the block. I'd come past about 5 times. You wouldn't get rid of me. But they don't do it, do they? Not unless they're really hammered. And if anybody that's doing that is really hammered, they've probably got their head buried in a kebab, pissing themselves at the same time. So I think I'll give them a miss. Parrots in talking about the Zoom calls earlier. Everyone's getting pissed off with people's parrots, noisy birds in the background. So that when you're doing your Zoom calls, if you don't want to piss your boss off and make him say you've got to get back to work, you either need to fucking ditch the parrot, put the parrots in another room, or put it out in the garden, but make sure he can't fly away, obviously. But the parrot is pissing people's bosses off because he's squawking in the background. He's probably saying, piss off, you prat. Piss off, you know, these swearing passwords that we've been talking about. She said you're an arsehole. She said you're an arsehole. Or he'll say something that would be incriminating anyway. Or maybe it'll start making like sex noises or whatever when he's been copying you. And embarrass you. So yeah, if you got a parrot, either put him in front of the Zoom call and let him take it for you if he's well trained. Otherwise, you're going to have to sack him off, because some people are getting rid of him. Don't get rid of him. Just fucking learn to live, you know. You're on the Zoom call for an hour. The parrot can take a walk around the block or around the garden. Put it on like, you know, something that holds its foot so it can fly, but it just keeps flying in a circle so it can't go too far. Don't injure it, though. I'm not saying abuse your parrot. I want to get a parrot. I'll tell you what, the best thing I saw was a parrot. Somebody took the parrot on the tube with him in London. He had it on his shoulder, and then the parrot was swinging off the bar that he held onto. He was swinging off it with his beak, doing a seesaw back and forth. The parrot was totally at ease wherever he went. He wasn't bothered by the people. All the people were bothered by the people. The parrot just taking it in his stride. He was like cool. He was like the parrot Fonzie the parrot. Anyway, a lock of Lincoln Abraham's hair has sold. A lock of his hair. Somebody ripped off a piece of his fucking hair when he was dead. When he died, and also a blood-stained telegram about his 1865 assassination. They've sold at auction for $81,000. So when he was dead, somebody went, chop a bit of his hair off. They thought, that's going to be worth some money. Good, I've got to admire their entrepreneurship. They obviously thought ahead. And they've sold it. I wonder what Donald Trump's hair would sell for in 100 years' time. Maybe somebody should fucking grab a load of it. It's always flapping all over the place. Someone grab a fucking rip a lump out of Donald Trump's hair and see if it'll sell for anything in 100 years' time. It wouldn't sell for fuck all now, I know that. But, you know, when he's dead and buried and people look back on him, he probably wouldn't be worth... He's never going to be. He thinks he's better than Abraham Lincoln. He thinks he's the best president there's ever been. That is... to even say that shows severe lack of fucking common sense. But anyway, he's digging it. And it'd be quite funny to see somebody, because, you know, he's got some fans. He's got a lot of fans. Divide and rule. He's got a load of fucking supporters. So maybe, and it's the supporters, the ones that were likely to rip your hair out. They was always fucking tearing at the Beatles and that, weren't they? Elvis hair went the other week. Elvis hair sold for quite a lot. So yeah, anybody comes after me and my hair, keep away. I know it's going to be worth a lot in the future, but I'm on guard. I have to take the back door now because everybody's screaming at my front door. No, that's the bailiffs. That ain't fans. Far fucking from it. That's people demanding money. I only talk through the letterbox at the moment. People only see me through my eyes. Right, last one I'm going to do. Is it the last one I'm going to do? One in eight people say only their best friend knows that they've had an affair. And I bet the best friend, many cases, the best friend doesn't know about all of the affairs. I bet the best friend doesn't know that that person has slept with their fucking partner as well. Because they if the person tends to have an affair, they tend to get around more than one person they're likely to upset. Let's put it that way. Some people are just that way built, aren't they? Dirty Den off EastEnders. Not Nasty Nick. Who else is there? All these womanizers. But anyway, so if you're that best friend, you're holding a dirty secret on their behalf. Make sure you fucking don't leave them at home with your lady or your man, even whichever, either or. But anyway, you're a good friend anyway. Until you've got, that's a good thing to have over them. If they ever do piss you off, anyway, you've always got that. I'll fucking tell on you. I'll tell. You don't do that, I'll tell. It'll come out in the future. That's the thing. Whenever you tell something to anybody, it's all good and fucking dandy at the time. But 5, 10, 15 years' time, when you fall out or when something heavy is bearing down and they need you and you can't help them, that's where they've got you, by the balls. Because you might be married and everything by now. Or, you know, you might be still with the same person. It's going to fucking cut really fucking hard at that time. Anyway, hey, how do I know? I don't know fucking. Don't look to me for any relationship advice, believe me. Anyway, last one. This King of England buried under another car park, apparently. Which car park is it? The last one was found in an Audi car park, I think. Henry was the last one that was found was it Sainsbury's? But they're saying this one's buried in another car park. How do they know that? Everyone's going, right, let's check car parks for kings. The kings of the car parks. Because because of the land's all been fucking covered in concrete, isn't it? We ain't going to have much green left. But this one they're looking for is King Henry I. This one is. What was the last one then? William, the last one. Anyway, so there we go. Kings of England have been brought down the peg or two to be found in a supermarket car park underneath the concrete. But at least they've been found at last. Nobody's going to be looking for me when I'm dead and buried. I hope to be sprinkled anyway. I'm going to be burnt and sprinkled over somewhere nice, somewhere tropical. if anybody out there, remember that. You might be the person to have to tell somebody that I said that once. Somewhere tropical, maybe in Jamaica or somewhere as exotic like that. Not Birmingham, not West Bromwich, and not Wolverhampton. Anyway, I'm going to leave it there. Hopefully you've enjoyed it, and I'll do another one tomorrow. See you later. Bye.